This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now comes back right, moving slowly over the shoulder to Draymond. He'll take a three. It's up and good! Draymond Green from downtown. The Warriors on a run. They lead 30-20 right now. Golden State has scored the last 10, and now all eyes on number 30 as he tries to walk off something. And he's going to walk over to the tunnel, and Curry is going to leave the floor and go right to the locker room.
Now back to Willard and Dibbs. Take it away, Mark.
All right, Steph. From what we're told, Steph was in tears in the locker room last night. I can only imagine, and I don't know where this is going to go next, and the Warriors won the game, but if you do really, like, take a moment as we sit here, and I'm not telling anybody to not be excited about the win or be optimistic or any of those things. You, like, I mean, you're up 1-0, Warriors. This is a phenomenal performance. But see this through the eyes of Steph Curry. With everything that has taken place since the last championship, all of the talk about winning a fifth ring, all of the talk about how he's too old and he's done, and then there is the loss against the Lakers, and there's the embarrassment in the play-in tournament, and there's the departure of Klay Thompson, and now the acquisition of Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green and Steph talking to each other at the trade deadline and going, wow, like they did this for us. Like, we have to go turn that into a thing, and then they do. And they get into the playoffs, and then they win a series, and they win a series with a road game 7, and they do all of this. And let's be honest here, peeps, like, last best chance probably is happening right now. And to simply have that happen because you were running down the court, like, just to have your body do that to you when you're an elite athlete, I can't imagine how frustrating last night must have been for Steph Curry.
Well, it's frustrating for any person when you have an injury like that, where it's one thing if you go to the hole and you get fouled and you land and it's an ankle, a knee, whatever it is. Okay, that happened. I got fouled. I landed awkwardly and I got hurt. But this was, and I do think that it happened on the three where he did a little crossover and he stepped back and he shot the three. That might have been when it happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
And, you know, only he knows when it happened, but it's a non-contact thing. And you know this now that you're 50 years old in your own life, where there are days where you get out of bed wrong, or, you know, you try to open the door and you cross over your body and you turn the handle. It's like, oh, and you feel something in your shoulder, and it's frustrating.
My calf locked up in the knockout tournament, and I still have idea. I have no idea why. I don't even know when.
Yes.
And then a few days later, it went away.
And meanwhile, Grandy actually is grabbing the trophy as you're laying this out there, which is funny because...
Complete coincidence.
No.
Right.
That's fine.
Our new hire, Zach, said, hey, what's that trophy for? I am not even kidding.
I'm just going to call you Zaza. You won because I got hurt. It's fine.
Yep.
It's totally fine. And I'm kidding.
I need you
to one fair and square.
You can't have that leaning. I need it flat.
Yeah.
I've got my OCD will not allow that to. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, he's 28. So he has no idea. Steph Curry at 37, and I understand he is an elite athlete and you're a sports talk host, but when you get older, the frustration of things like that, it grows. And so you're Steph, you're 37, and you've worked your butt off to get to this point, and you got a bum thumb, and you are one of the most fit athletes in the world, and then you step back to shoot a three and you pop your hammy. Really frustrating.
Well, but I got to imagine that the thoughts that are going through his head in that moment, because in that moment, you don't know that your team is going to hang on and win that game. In that moment, Steph is sitting with the idea, I would think, in that locker room of, well, that might be it for this year. And then, I mean, that might be it, period. Like, we may not get back into the conference semifinals again.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is ever going to happen again. And that's still true. I know they won the game, and so there's a little bit of optimism, but just that feeling of, I don't know if my team's going to be able to do enough to get this back in my control. And what Steve Kerr always talked about, that at-bat. Give Steph that at-bat. Well, he's in the middle of the at-bat, and now the at-bat kind of got taken away from him. And now someone needs to reproduce the at-bat for him. And that's got to be a very naked feeling.
For sure, yeah. Especially when you are Steph Curry and the majority of these games that you've won, these titles, have not only gone through you, because you had Klay and Draymond and you had KD for a couple of them, but you are the Batman, as everyone's talked about. And so now you are, you know, maybe Batman in the Dark Knight series, where you wind up in the bottom of that hole where Bane grew up, and now you're stuck there with a broken back, and you're waiting to get better so you can climb out and then rejoin the forces of Gotham to try to make things right. But right now, you're kind of stuck, and you're banking on Buddy and Jimmy and Draymond and Pat and all the fellas to pick you up.
That's gonna be a tough one. But they're up 1-0. They're up 1-0 in the series. They got home court advantage.
Yep.
And they got the Buddy and Butler show. Which is a ton of fun, if nothing else. All right, so does last night feel like a win or a loss? 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr in about 90 minutes. Let's go out to Jason in Excelsior. Hey, Jason, what's going on?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
We got you.
All right. I got hung up on earlier. I think it's AT&T. I blend them. Shameless plug here. I'm a CYO dad. And I always show up St. Brendan's, St. Cecilia's, but we're an Our Lady of Mercy school here in Westlake. So I don't know if you guys know, St. Brendan's used to beat me when I was 14 years old. But anyways, yeah, just a shout out to them because I'm going to start coaching their basketball team there. So I called earlier actually for Spencer, but, you know, for Buddy, my son actually went to the summer camp, the Warriors summer camp at SF State. Buddy signed, gave him an autograph, and I'm going to be honest here. I wasn't that excited, you know, when the autograph came. I thought Steph Curry was going to show up to the summer camp. You know, I didn't want to say it, but it's true. I saw the autograph. I said, "Oh, Steph Curry didn't show up," you know. But like we all saw, he started draining the threes, and then that went away. So I quickly became not a fan. And now I'm back though. And I'm just trying, I'm feeling a little bit desperate. You know, I'm a OG Warriors fan. My dad used to take us to Kezar. We saw Daniel Marshall, Victor Alexander, all those OG guys. So, you know, it's exciting to see right now, but anyways, I'm hoping Buddy can keep this going. And again, thanks for taking my call. Shout out to Our Lady of Mercy Bulldogs. Appreciate you guys.
Jason, thanks. Appreciate it. I really feel confident that as a fan, I'm going to be able to keep my word on this. It's different now. It's different. And it's just, I think that's what Jason's essentially talking about. Buddy Hield for me is now cemented in Warriors lore, wherever this goes from here, even if it is just something you look back on and laugh. And maybe that is what it will end up being, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Buddy's mistakes, Buddy's missed shots, Buddy don't dribble, Buddy don't dribble, Buddy doesn't use the backboard, whatever, all of it. It is now whimsical and funny to me because he has brought a completely different vibe. He has brought extra basketball. He has brought fun. There's a reason Steve Kerr a few weeks ago told us that Steph Curry said that Buddy Hield is one of his favorite teammates of all time. It's a huge, huge statement. And we wondered why in the moment. I think we're starting to see why. Look at what this guy provides for the entire Warrior experience behind the scenes.
Yeah, he provides joy, and when he's on the court, he provides baskets. And you're going to need more of that with Steph Curry out for game two, and who knows how much further beyond that. It feels like Curry's going to be out for game three, four, maybe five. We don't know. But in the meantime, you're going to need that buddy that you saw last night and the buddy you saw in game seven. So I'm with you. Like, no matter what happens between now and the end of his days, he's gotten into a whole new area. And I feel the same way about Andrew Wiggins, where, you know, all the thing about K-Wig and he takes possessions off and he's quiet and all the rest of it. Without Wiggins, you don't win that title. So Wiggins will forever, in my mind, be remembered as a great Warrior just based on what he did that year.
Let's go next to Bill in San Jose. Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
We got you.
Okay. I just, great, great game. Really fun. But, you know, Minnesota's going to make the adjustments. And, you know, I think if we lose it out in the next four games or so, it's still been a great year. I really enjoyed it, but let's not get too euphoric. I mean, you know, Minnesota's a very good team when they play well. I'm not sure why they played so poorly, but I think we're just a little euphoric right now and not realistic, you know, so. That's all.
Okay, Bill, thanks.
I mean, no love for the Warrior defense, right? I mean,
I don't know if I want to watch any games with Bill. That's all.
Right.
I love you, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Like, there's no game one euphoria. You know, what there is like, okay, they won on the road without Steph Curry.
Yeah, like, oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Right, and they need to win three more, and then they need to win four more, and then they need to win four more. Yeah. So I'm not looking at, you know, win number five in the postseason and thinking, we going to be championship.
No, but here's where I'm going to agree with Bill, because you and I already shared this thought, and I think we'll dive further into it tomorrow. But here's what I do think. I'm not euphoric. I'm also not like, yes, is Minnesota going to play better? Sure, they can't play any worse. So, yeah, Minnesota's going to be better. I don't think the Warriors are going to sweep the Minnesota Timberwolves. I do think this. Look, if the Warriors end up losing this series and Steph Curry can't play, I have arrived at a spot that I call gravy, which means anything that the Warriors are able to achieve from here is gravy. Now, I'm going to take the gravy back off the table if Steph comes back and he's healthy and they win a series and they start a new series with him healthy. That's different. But the fact that they're already in the second round, which is what many of us thought was kind of par, it's kind of like the even land here in round two. Yeah.
I gave you the over-under of 4.5 wins.
And they have officially taken the over. Yep. They've got 5 wins. But now that they're doing without Steph, I just don't know if the word expectation lives here anymore. Hope lives here, but I don't know that the word expectation can live here anymore. So that changes the vibe for me. That's where hope lives, and that means it's gravy. If they can come out of this somehow, that's amazing. But I'm not going to be like livid at the Warriors and call them chokers if they can't beat the Wolves without their best player.
Well, I wouldn't have been in that place anyway.
Maybe not.
Because the Wolves were favored going into the series with a healthy Steph Curry. So
yeah, but not everyone looked at it that way.
Right. But for me, and I said this before, if you just get to the second round and you lose to, and we were using the Lakers as an example because we thought that it would be the Lakers and it wasn't. But if you go out and you lose in 6 or 7 to whomever, I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to say choke this or disappointment that, because only one team will win the West and only one team will win the title. And you're one of 8 teams remaining. So now that Steph is out, does it change my expectations? No, not really. Because the way you beat Minnesota and the way you can still continue to beat Minnesota exists without Steph Curry.
Well,
you're a good defensive team.
Yeah.
You've got championship pedigree with Draymond and Kevon and with Steve Kerr and kind of with Jimmy Butler. He's never won a title, but he's been through it. So, all right, Steve, coming up at 5:00, what are you going to do? Hot shot?
Well,
you're this great coach.
Now
you need to do things differently.
Yes, he does, but I can't say that I would expect him to do it well. Like, I don't think you can say they've got championship pedigree. They've never done it without Steph before, so they don't have this pedigree.
They've won series without Steph before.
Yeah, but that was
in this round.
That's when there were other, like, youthful Hall of Fame scorers on the roster. So And they were so much more dominant than the teams that they were playing. That's not the case this time around. So I hear what you're saying, but you're coming from a place where you weren't expecting them to win this round anyway. Here's what I mean by this.
Well, it was when we made our predictions, so yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, but if I had said to you, even if those of you out there that thought the Warriors would struggle in this series, even if you thought that, you wouldn't have still thought that if they had won last night and Steph were healthy. If you win game one, the expectation, especially on the road, expectation changes for everybody. Everybody goes, oh, just like we did with Houston. Ooh, we're going to win this series. We're going to win this series. 77% when you win game one. And you immediately would expect the Warriors to take this series. But Steph is not there, so I can't do that. I do not. I'm not saying they can't. I am not going to use the word expect the Warriors to win this series.
Well, I don't expect
so
it.
So it's gravy if they do.
Yeah, I don't see it as gravy.
Okay.
I mean,
and you don't have to.
Yeah, and if I was to bet it right now as a neutral observer and I would look at the Warriors plus 190 to win the series right now, up one game to none.
That's crazy.
That's a juicy price.
I mean, without their best player?
Well, he'll be back, I believe.
Maybe.
Right. Well, if he's not back, that means you lose in five. I mean, if you lose the next four, then he's not coming back.
You don't know that he's back game six.
Right, but if
you can't say that definitively right now.
You can't, and you never know with a hamstring. And, you know, Doc Pandya joined the Morning Roast today, and he laid it out very eloquently as far as what the timeline is. And, you know, a lot of times it's a week. It could be two. It could be three. You just never know, especially with the first-time hamstring injury.
Doc Pandya this morning.
I think especially given his age, you know, whenever these hamstrings tear, basically what you're depending on to basically get you back quickly is there's some degree of scar tissue that's in there. We know that although scar tissue can sometimes hold an area together, especially if you've got a lot of other muscle around it, that area is more prone to cause pain, to re-injure itself. And if you look at hamstring injuries, the two things you worry about besides getting back on the court is that there's a high rate of re-injury. We see that a lot in football and baseball players. And there's also a rate of injury to other parts of your body. Your hamstrings are so important to helping stabilize your lower leg. So it may not be a hamstring. Are you worried about an ankle or something else? So that's really where the medical staff has to make this decision of, okay, do we push it to get him back, or are we being extra cautious so that we don't get that repeat injury or get something else? And that's where, unfortunately, what happens with, you know, pro athletes is you're looking at how the team's doing and what's the risk of potentially, can we win without him playing, or do we have to take that risk and put him in because we're worried about how the series is going?
Yeah, I think the rub right now, if they say reevaluation in a week, and a week from tonight is game five, the rub for me would be if the Warriors lose all three, games two, three, and four. And if Steph is like, I could play, Celebrini might be like, eh, it's not great. But Steph is like the Warriors are staring at the end of the season. Would he push it? Would he push it and come out and give it a try? That's what I see as the rub. And you very much hope that's not the case. Like, I think that, you know, if the Warriors can at least, you know, obviously they've already at least split in Minnesota. If they can at least then split back in Golden State, then you go from there and you see what happens. I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll surprise us. Maybe they go out and win again tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that's what I see as the, like, the angst kind of action, which is if they're down 3-1 a week from tonight and they evaluate and he's like, yeah, I'm feeling good, Rick.
Right.
Okay, that's when you do your little speed line. Okay, hot shot. What do you do? What do you do?
That's right. And I don't think that even if he, you know, if they're down 3-1 and they look at the medical and they look at where he's at, unless he's ready to go, they're not going to play him. And that's just what the Warriors have done.
That's true.
And Steve Kerr has always deferred to Dr. Rick Celebrini. And I look at this series and not only what I saw last night, but what we saw throughout the course of the year. And Minnesota was only one game better than you, and Minnesota is, they're a good team, and Anthony Edwards is a very good player, but what you did last night was, defensively, you shut them down,
yep.
And I think outside of Anthony Edwards, who on their team really scares you on offense? Not really anybody.
I don't like open shots from Naz Reid.
He was great last night.
Yeah, they go in.
Good for you, Naz.
And Julius Randle has a completely different gear that did not show up last night.
But Draymond Green is a great defensive matchup for him.
Absolutely. Like, I'm stuck between how well did the Warriors play defensively versus how awful were the Timberwolves.
Well, the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. Absolutely.
The Warriors have been great defensively for a long time, and Minnesota was worse on offense than they have been all year.
Like, I want to give the Warriors a lot of credit for last night.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
They don't want to give it all to them.
Of course.
The Wolves were just terrible.
Right.
Absolutely
and
terrible.
And normally in the NBA playoffs, there's the zigzag theory where the team that loses game one zigs and then they zag in game two. And last night we saw that with Indiana until we didn't.
Right? Oh, yeah. Thunder by 1,000 tonight. Oklahoma City by 1,000 tonight.
Right. I mean.
That's from me to
and
you.
The spread's 10.5, right? Yeah. And Boston by probably 38.
That one.
Not so much.
Not as sure on that one.
They have injuries too. So.
Yeah, not as sure on that one, Boston, New York, but Oklahoma City by 1,000.
Yeah,
I'm
with you.
1,000 today.
And I don't want to be the one to say this today because the game's tomorrow, but I would say Minnesota by probably 29 tomorrow.
I don't agree with that one because the Warriors will turn this into, I mean, unless they get really hot from three, maybe. But I think the Warriors are going to turn this into a much slower paced game. It's going to be hard to run away from them.
Yeah, but I mean, if Minnesota's at least decent, I think it's going to be hard for the Warriors already having that mentality of already having one game. And you heard Jimmy actually mention it in the post game, and I know we're going to play the comments of he and Buddy Hield a little bit later, but Jimmy even intimated the whole idea about, we already got one. We already got one here in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I'd go for two. I really would.
Of course.
Let's go to Theo in the East Bay. Hi, Theo. What's going on?
What's up, guys? Yeah, look, to me, look, I don't want to get on here and sound like a troll or anything, but I feel like even with Steph out, I know you guys just presented some new information saying that he was crying and stuff like that. And I don't want to sound like some lunatic right now, just telling him to just pick up the ball, go and dribble and do your thing. But I think with him out right now, the Warriors will still be okay. And we don't know how serious it was. I mean, you just said he was crying. So, you know, I'll just go off of what Sham said, which was he's going to be reevaluated in a week. And to me, I mean, let him rest. And if it's not as bad as everybody is thinking it might be, he'll be good to go for the next round and then even further than that. And that's how I'm looking at it, just as a fan. And also, this is why we got Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, this is your time now. Against your former team, get out there, be playoff Jimmy. Buddy, stay hot, please. And then also the Wolves, I mean, all we got to do is still be that defensive team that we have been, because I think in the playoffs, we've been one of the best defensive teams. So, you know, let's get the Wolves. They rolled over the Lakers because Lakers ain't got no size. We got Draymond, we got Post, and the Iron Man himself, Kevon Looney. So if we can just, you know, stay the course, let Jimmy do his thing, hopefully Steph comes back, we'll be all right. That's all I got, boys.
Theo, thanks, man. It's a lot of optimism, and I've always got love for that. However, if we're going to say the Wolves beat the Lakers because they've got no size, guess who's got even less size than the Lakers? Raise your hand, Warrior fans. Yep. That's you. So I know you mentioned some interior players who are good, Looney, Draymond, etc. But the Warriors are not flashing any size at the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's a better defensive team than the Lakers. So, you know, you can lean on that if you want. And you're not wrong. And yes, they do have somebody who has been an NBA legit one in the playoffs. And so, yeah, like I'm with you. I'm buying it. I'm buying it as very possible. All I'm saying is that I'm going to remove any expectation. I do not sit here and like the last series, I expected the Warriors to win.
Agreed.
Yeah. I would have thought that was a miss if they had come out and not won that series. I don't feel that way this time if Steph Curry's going to miss most of the series. I just don't feel that way. I think that's too much to ask. They can do it, but I think it's too much to expect.
And I wouldn't have expected it even with Steph Curry healthy. The expectation for me was get into a deep series and let's just see. And so for me, that expectation has not changed. Like six or seven? No, go six or seven. And, you know, you're up 1-0, so go ahead and win the damn thing.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.